Mesechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Dalet, four lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph, and we begin with the new Mishnah, and once again, the Mishnah continues to discuss the dinim of the Abba Shomrim, and even though this parak discussed the dinim of Poilim, and the next parak discussed the dinim of Abba Shomrim, however, the last two Mishnayas of parak Aseches HaPoilim begin discussing the dinim of Abba Shomrim, and the Mishnah begins, Masnas Shomrim Chinam Liyas Potim Mishvua, that even though the Torah teaches us that a Shomrim Chinam is only Chayiv for Pshia, but he's potter for Gnei Aveda and certainly potter Ba'insin. In order to be potter, he has to make a Shavuos HaShemim. However, prior to the Shemim Chinam beginning his duties and starting to guard the item, he can make a condition and a t'nai with the Baal HaPekodin that even if the item is lost or stolen or an oinus occurs, that he won't have to make a Shavuah and he'll be potter even without making a Shavuah. And the Mishnah only speaks about being potter from a Shavuah. The Mishnah doesn't mention if a Shemim Chinam can make a t'nai that he will even be potter if he's Peshea and his Machleks Rishonim. As the Meiri states, that as long as he says he was not Peshe, he'll be Pata. However, if the Shema will be made that he was Peshea, or there are Edom that he was Peshea, then he'll be Chayiv, as certainly he's not making a Tnai, that he will be Mazik the Mafkir, be a Dayim, but if he did make a Tnai, and he specified he would be Pata, even if he's Peshea, then the Tnai would work, and he would be Pata. And the standard would be that a Shem Chinam would make a Tnai that he should be Potter and wouldn't have to make a Shvua. However, the Hagoyas Ashri brings down that Mendeloy Noka Gabi Shem Chinam Lias Potter Mintashlum and Kitani Gabi Shem Sacha, Mashman Loy Mifta and Pasha Afilu Hisnu, that a Shem Chinam cannot make a Tnai that he should be Potter if he's Peshea, as then there is no purpose of being a Shem at all. The Mishnah continues to the other extreme, Vashoyal, and a Shoyal that's Chayi Bakol, and even Chayi Bainsin. Liyas Potter Mul Shalim, he could make a Tnai that he should be Potter for paying either in a case of Gnei Aveda or in a case of Oinus. And once again, L'chayr, in a case where he make a Tnai that he should even be Potter, even where he's Peshea, should be based on the Machlekes Tanaim that we mentioned. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us, Nais Sacha Vasecha, Liyas Peturim Mishvuah Mul Shalim, that Nais Sacha Vasecha, that have dinim that they're Chayyab Gnei Aveda, and they are Potter Ba'insin if they make a Shvuah, so they can make a Tnai that as long as they claim that Oinus occurred, they will be Potter and they would not have to make a shvua, and they also can make a tnai that if the item is lost or stolen, then they won't have to pay. And the Mishnah continues, "Kol masna masha kasa b'toyer tnai batal." That anyone that makes a tnai against what it says in the Torah, that tnai is batal. And as we will see, v'maisa kayim, and the Gemara will discuss this further. And the Mishnah continues that we know that there are certain dinim that are relevant to tnaim that we learn out from the prototypical tnai, which was the tnai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven that they made with Moshe Rabbeinu b'negeya eva hayadin. And as we know, in order to be a valid tnai, there has to be a tnai kafel, and the Mishnah states v'chol tnai sheish ma'isa b'tchlosa tnai batal. Another requirement for a tnai is that it has to be a tnai kodel ma'isa, and if there's a tnai where the ma'isa was stated first, then the tnai would be batal. For example, a person could say, "If it rains, I will be married to you," and over there the tnai is kodel ma'isa. However, if he says, "I will marry you if it rains," then it's ma'isa kodel tnai, and it's not a valid tnai. And the Mishnah continues with another din b'negei tnaim v'chol she'efshal l'kayim b'seifoy v'histi ma'i b'tchlosa tnai kayim. That any tnai that's possible to actually do, then if he makes such a tnai, it would be valid tnai. However, if he makes a tnai that's impossible to actually perform, then it would not be considered a valid tnai, and the tnai would be batal, and the maisa would be kayim. Now, Gemara begins, Amai, how can Mishnah say that a Shem Chinam, or a Shoyal, or a Nisi Sachin Seicho can make a tnai and contract around the obligations that are stated in the Torah? If Masa Amasha Kosuba Teru, then you're making a tnai against what it says in the Torah, the Chol Masa Amasha Kosuba Teru, tnai batal. That anyone that makes a tnai against what it says in the Torah, that tnai is batal, and the ma'isa would be kayim. And the Gemara answers, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, that in the chanami, the Tanava Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And even though generally the Stam Mishnah is like Rameya, however, here the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Amman Rabbi Yehuda hold, Bedavish of Mammon, tnai kayim, then as long as the Din Torah is relevant to Mammonis, then you could make a tnai, and the tnai would be kayim. And the Gemara brings down the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, as we learned at the Braisa, Ha'imul Isha Re'im Kudeshus Li, Amanasha Ein Lechalai, She'er Ksus Vaino. Harezu Mekudeshes with Tnai Batal Divrameya. The Rameya hold that if Reuven says to Rachel that you should be Mekudeshes to me on condition that I don't have to give you She'er Ksusayna, which is of course clothing and support, as well as Bia, then the Kedushin is Chal. However, the Tnayim are Batal, because Rameya hold that Kol Masna Mashikosu B'Teir Tnai Batal, even B'Davish of Mammon, and therefore the Tnai is Batal and the Mais is Kayim. Behuda Ime B'Davish of Mammon Tnai Kayim. Rabbi Yehuda hold that as long as the Tnai is relevant to a Davish of Mammon, mammon that the tnai is kayim, and therefore benegia sherek sus, which are chiyuvim of mammonis, then the tnai is kayim. However, benegia ina, which is not a davar sherek mammon, the tnai would be batal. And since our mishnah is relevant to din mammon, therefore the tnai is kayim, and our mishnah is specifically going like the shita of Rabbi Huda. And Rashi already explained on daf nun aleph amid aleph kegoyin sherek sus nitel mechila, and since it's nitel mechila as it's davar sherek mammon bari machla aval ina sheit sar guf loy nitel mechila. And Rashbam Mesechus Bava Basra explained that davar sherek mammon is sherek sus aval oinus tashmish mitzvahi b'tzair de gufahu. And the Gemara continues umi matzis muksim la Rabbi Huda, that how can you say our mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda? Amos sefer, let's see the sefer of the mishnah that the mishnah stated kol masal mashal kaz b'tayir tnai batal, that if you make a tnai against what the Torah states, then the tnai is batal asan rameya. And it certainly seems to be a continuation of the mishnah which is talking about davar sherek mammon, and even so the mishnah states that kol masal mashal kaz b'tayir tnai batal, and that is going like the shita rameya. And the Gemara answers halay kasha, that that's not shver, as lo imam Rabbi Huda, he really our mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda v'sefer b'davar sherek shel mammon, and the sefer just telling us that if it would be something that's not a davar sherek mammon, then the tnai would be batal. However, since the Reish is talking about a davar sherek mammon, therefore the tnai is kayim as the mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda. The Gemara continues and once again asks the lechayer, how can you say our mishnah is going like the shita Rabbi Huda? Ema sefer, let us see the next case in the sefer, as the sefer states called tnai sheish by ma'aser b'tchilaser tnai batal. Then in order for a tnai to be valid, you have to have a tnai koydel ma'aser, and if the ma'aser was stated before the tnai, then it would not be a valid tnai. And the Gemara explains man shamet lei the islei ha'svara rameya, that who is the man the omer that holds of the svara? It must be rameya. The tanya b'chlafta ish kvachananya om mishum rameya, as we learned to the brayse that b'chlafta from kvachananya said over the name rameya tnai koydel ma'aser ha'reza tnai, that if you have a tnai before the ma'aser, it's considered a tnai ma'aser koydel tnai in a tnai, and if the ma'aser is prior to the tnai, it's not considered a valid tnai, and the tnai is batal. And as we previously mentioned, the reason why you have to have tnai koydel ma'aser is because we learn out dini tnaim for the tnai of bnei gad bnei Reuven, and as Rashi says in the Mishnah that the setup of the tnai of bnei gad bnei Reuven was a tnai koydel ma'aser, as the pasuk states im yavram v'nesatem, and l'chir this din of tnai koydel ma'aser is only according to Rameya, and Rabbi Huda would be chiluk on Rameya. And the Rishonim asked that how do you know that Rabbi Huda would be chiluk on Rameya? Maybe Rabbi Huda would agree with this in Rameya, and the Rishonim point out that l'maaser it's mefurish that Rabbi Huda is chiluk on Rameya b'negia tnai kafel. And the only reason why Rameya requires a tnai kafel is because he learns it out from the tnai of bnei gad bnei Reuven. And since Rabbi Huda is chiluk b'negia tnai kafel, therefore you see that he doesn't compare all tnaim to the din of tnai gad bnei Reuven, and therefore Rabbi Huda would also not require tnai kaidul l'maaser. However, I in top tesis on that tzaddik dalal mit alef, where tesis states that hocham mashma the lake perish a country is the perish beside perik misha achsu mesechtes gittin that filo rabban ramei and moidu to be in and tnai kaidul l'maaser gabi hard to come at olam rava mishum to have in maaser kaidul l'tnai. Our Gemara seems to hold that everyone is chiluk rameya and they don't learn the dinam of tnaim from the tnai bnei gad bnei Reuven, and therefore they would not require tnai kaidul l'maaser. Gemara answers elakul ramei, really the entire mishnah is golan rameya v'shani hocham to mikar lo shabin nafshe. Even though we previously stated that b'negei kedushin, Rav Meir holds that kol masal mashal kaz b'torah tnai is batal and the ma'aser is kayim, even b'davar sherek mammon. However, that's b'negei kedushin, as Rashi explains, the ein issus l'chatzayin, and therefore when you're making a tnai that you shouldn't have to give sharon ksus, that's considered like issus l'chatzayin, and there is no such concept of issus l'chatzayin in the Torah, as Rashi says v'chi tafis kedushin l'gamri tafis v'avi masal mashal kaz b'torah. And therefore, when you're saying that I want the kedushin to be chal, but I don't want to be responsible to give her sharing sus, that is considered that you're being masal mashal kaz b'torah. However, in regard to the dinim of shmira, so the Torah gives us various methods and various ways to create dinim of shmira, but all of these dinim are not required points in order to say that this person has a shem shomer, and therefore if prior to accepting upon himself the chiyuve shmira, shomer wants to create different dinim of shmira, then certainly he has a right to do so. And as Rashi says, v'hayd lab masal mashal kaz b'torah el sha'amu lo yi'efshi li yashem shalcha el b'kach, but he's saying I don't want to be a shema unless you agree to the following conditions. And certainly he didn't become a shema until he actually is meishik rebema and he makes a kinyan. And this shema chinam, prior to accepting upon himself the dinim of shmira, already contracted around his obligations. And before we continue, let's point out that the brayso that we brought from Masechtas Kedushin gave us a case where Reuven said to Rachel, and in that case, it's ma'aser koydel l'tnai, and how could it be that that would be a valid tnai? In the ma'aser, we find this problem all over Shas, and the Rishonim explained that in the Chinami, when the Gemara states that a person said to his wife, Harei Mekudeshes Al Menashe In L'Chalai Sher K'sus V'Ino, he really said, Al Menashe In L'Chalai Sher K'sus V'Ino, Harei Mekudeshesli, and the Gemara just phrases it this way in order to make things simpler. The Gemara continues, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, U'masa Shem Esacha Lias K'shoyel, that a Shem Esacha could increase his liabilities and his responsibilities, and he could make a t'nai that he want to be chayiv like a shoyel, and he'll even be chayiv ba'insin, and l'maisa, if he will be chayiv ba'insin, so how is he considered Shem Esacha? L'chari is a shoyel. However, the Rishonim explained that even though he said, I will accept my responsibilities and I'll act like a shoyel, I'll be chayiv ba'insin, however, certainly he doesn't have the dinim of a shoyel, and he doesn't have the benefits of a shoyel, and he can't use the item, and he has to watch the item, and if the shoyel would use the item, then he would be considered shaleich yodei b'mechalachas re'eyu. And Ayin Rabbi Kvega, who brings down from Taisis and Daf Nun Chesem Rav, that Taisis of Geiris, u'masa shei mechinam liyis k'shoyel, and we will get back to this point as to what the chiluk is between the geirsois. The Gemara is, b'mai b'dvarim, how is the shoyel accepting upon himself additional responsibilities just by saying something with his mouth? L'chari, that wouldn't work, and that would not be enough, as a person cannot be meshabed himself just bedvarim ba'almo. And Amish Shmuel and Shmuel says, "Ein chinami b'shikaru miyodai." It's talking about a case where he actually did chalipin, and therefore he accepted upon himself these additional responsibilities. And Rabbi Yechon Amar filo tem b'shloikaru miyodai. Rabbi Yechon says we could even say it was a case where the shomer did not make a kinyan. Even so, he will have obligations like a shoyel because b'hi anod kanafik lo kala the inish behemnehu gam meshabed napshei. The shomer is so happy that the mafkid left this item by him, and this way people know that he's considered a trustworthy person. That itself is enough of anah that he's gomer makni nafshei, and therefore he accepted upon himself the chiyuvim of a shoyel. Lefi the gersa of Taisus as well as the Agoyis Hashri, it would come out that potentially the only time that we would say that there is this anah is only when a person is shoyim mechinam. As the Agoyis Hashri states, that the reason why he is actually being a shoyimah is in order to be paid money, and it's not in order for him to get a good name, and therefore potentially this svara would not work. And b'diba ba'alma, Shem Esacha or Shoyel could not accept upon himself the responsibility to be like a Shoyel. As that Goyis Hashri states, v'shem chinam davka nokot, oy shem kolshkin de shayach leim bahi ano de maschale, oy shokal agra, gomu mishab nafshe, dul kuli alma le rotsa laschira, oy lesechri klal. And the svara of the Gemara also works by a Shem Esacha and a Secha, as certainly a person has a no by the fact that the maschir or the mafkid gave him this chayfet, even though he paid him, but the Maisi showed they trusted him and chose him as a Seicha, or he let him rent it as opposed to giving it to someone else to watch or renting it to someone else. And Ayin the Gilin Ashas, who brings down this Girsa from Taisis and Defnu Kasum and Aleph, that we should be Goyis in our Gemara, Shem Echinam and not Shem Esacha, V'chein Hu Ba Goyis Ashri Kan, and he continues, V'lo Girsa Seinu Shem Esacha, and according to our Girsa that we're Goyis Shem Esacha, Yesh Lemid Ravusa Nakat, the Ein Echinami, our Gemara is actually bringing Chiddush, Afal the Yesh Lemid, Lav Mishum, Nafik Kalavid, Kamasha Kasa by Goyis Hashri, and as we just explained. And the Gemara continues and discusses the last clause of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, V'chol she'ef shalei l'kayim b'seifa v'histani mo'y mitchilasoi t'nai kayim, that the only t'nai that would be kayim is that type of t'nai which is possible to be m'kayim. However, if there's a t'nai that's impossible to be m'kayim, then the t'nai would be batal and the maisa would be kayim. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rav Tavla, Amar Rav, that even though it seems to be that this is the divrei kol, however, zu divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, this is only going according to shita Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, argue and they say, even if there's a tnai that's impossible to accomplish, it is still tnai kayim. The tanya, as we learned to the braisa, hareza gitach amenashe tal rikia, if Reuven says to Rachel, this is your get, on condition that I go to Shemayim, or amenashe teridul time, or on condition I go down to the depth of the sea, amenashe tibloi konishal mea ama, or on condition that I swallow a reed that's 100 amas long, or amenashe tavri seyama godabur aglecha, or on condition that I will traverse the Mediterranean Sea by foot. And all these cases, the condition is impossible to keep. And even so, the Tanakhama says, "Nitzkayim atnai raise a get." If he's mekayim the tnai, then it's a valid get. Lo nitzkayim atnai in a get, and he's not mekayim the tnai, it will not be a valid get. And certainly in this case, since he'll never be able to mekayim the tnai, therefore the get will be batal and the get won't be valid. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema imak kizaget. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says that since in all these cases it's impossible to be mekayim the tnai, therefore the tnai is batal and the mice is kayim and the get is a valid get. The Brisa continues, "Klal Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and Rabbi Yehuda Beit and Tema gives a general rule, Kol she efshalei l'kayim be b'seifa v'hisla b'tchilasai ein el k'mafliga v'kasha, then it's as if the husband is doing this in order to bother her, in order to torment her. As Rashi says, she'im b'libay l'shum t'nai, that he really doesn't need a t'nai, and he doesn't want a t'nai. U'laknita ba'alma m'racha v'doicha isa b'dvarim. As Rashi Masech this Gittin states, k'mafliga doicha isa l'tzara b'divrei avoy. Therefore, the t'nai would be batal, and the get would be kasha. Certainly, the Tanava Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. The Gemara continues, Amram Nachman Amarav, halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, da halach follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, and Amram Nachman Yitzchak Masis and Amideka, that will bring your raya to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, as we daik from this from the Mishnah, that is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, diktoni, kol she efshalei l'kayim b'seif for his love and t'lasso t'nai kayim, ho yi efshalei l'kayim oi t'nai botol, shema amino, and therefore we see a raya from the Mishnah, that the din is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, and Tosis is, v'im toima mai kamashma Rabbi Nachman, harav amalel, due to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, we already saw that it's impossible to explain the Mishnah unless we explain it like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. But oid, and another question, mas shayach deka, why would Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak use a lashon mastis and nami deka if lemaisa it seems to be clear from the Mishnah in this way, it's not a major deek that he had to make. Taisa's answer is iklamema deleshmile de Rav. First of all, it could be Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak didn't hear this member of Rav, but shayach nami deka, and it's also shayach to say the lashon deka, kimin sheinu beferish be Mishnah, since it's not meferish in the Mishnah, at least we had to be medayek ha'ef shalil kaima itzai batal, and therefore it's shayach to say the lashon mastis and nami deka, ayin sham, and we continue with the new parak and the new Mishnah. The Mishnah will discuss the din of a shoyl, and we know that a shoyl is called an oshaloi. Therefore, not only is he chay for a pshia or for gnev v'aveda, but he's even chay ba'intzin. And as the pasuk in Pashmish Batim states, v'chiyishal ishme imri'eu v'nishba imeis ba'olav einimoy shalim yishalim. However, the next pasuk states, in ba'olav imoy lo yishalim im sochihu ba' bischari. We know that a shoyl has two paturim. Number one, meisumachs malacha. And number two, in the case of Balav Imai, and our Mishnah will discuss the Ptur of Balav Imai. The Mishnah begins, Hashel is a para, if Reuven borrows a para from Shimon, Vishol Balea Ima, and Reuven also borrowed Shimon to help him with the task, even if it's not the same task, and even if the Balim are not going to be working with the para, Isach Balea Ima, or at the same time that Reuven borrowed Shimon's para, he also hired Shimon to do some work for him, and once again, even if that work has nothing to do with the para, or in the case of Shola Balim Isachron, Reuven asked a favor from Shimon that Shimon should come and help him with the task, or Reuven hired Shimon to do a task for him, the Achach Sholos HaParah, and only after that point did he borrow the Parah, but at the point that he borrowed the Parah, Shimon was already working for him, or Shimon was already hired by him. The Mishnah teaches us, Umesa, so in all these cases, even if the Parah dies, generally as long as it was not Mesa Machas Malacha, certainly Reuven will be Chayib, because Reuven's Chayib Ba'intzin, Pata, Reuven will be Pata, Shinam, as the Pasuk says, in Ba'al V'imay Lo Yishalim, that as long as you hired the Bailim, or the Bailim already working with you, the moment that you borrow the par from the Bailim, then even if the par dies, the shoyl will still be potter. Rashi and Pashmish Mishpatim states, Bein shehu ba'isa malacha, Bein shehu ba'malacha acheres, Hoya imay b'shash she'ila, Ein etzarech liyis imay b'shash shviri mesa, and even if the Bailim are no longer employed, or are no longer working with the shoyl, at the time that the par got hurt, or the par died, and even so, the p'tor of Bailim imay would apply. We continue on that tzadik dalar amabez, Avol sholos ha'par, v'achach sholos ha'balim, However, if Reuven borrowed the par from Shimon, and then after he already borrowed the par from Shimon, he then borrowed Shimon to do a task for him, or he hired Shimon to do a task for him, and even if Shimon was still there and still working for Reuven at the time that this par died, and this is not categorized as Balav Imai, and therefore Reuven will be Chayev because Reuven is a Shoyl, and the Shoyl is Chayev Ba'intzin, and this is based on the Pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim that states Balav Inimai, if the Bible was not connected to the shoyl at the time that the Bailim lent the par to the shoyl, then the shoyl would be chayiv ba'insin, and he would not have a p'tor of Bailim imay. The Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated that shoyl sapar v'shol bala ima isacha bala ima, and then the Mishnah continued, and we will call this a sefer. And the Mishnah stated shol abaylim isachron va'achach shol sapar u'meisa pata shenam involved imay lo yishalim. The Gemara is now medayik meaning tani sefer by the fact that in the second case in the Mishnah we stated va'achach shol sapar that after the shoyl already hired the Mashal, only at that point did he borrow the para of Shimon, Mechlal the Reisha Diktoni Ima, Ima Mamish, and therefore we could be Medayik when the Reisha stated that Reuven borrowed a para from Shimon and he also hired Shimon, or he borrowed Shimon, Ima, together with it. It must be that it was at the exact same moment, at the exact same time, as if it would be at two separate times, then this would be exactly the same case as the Sefer of the Mishnah, and therefore the Gemara asks, Ima Mamish, Mimishkachasla, how could it be that you have a scenario where you actually could borrow a para and at the same time hired a Bailim? Bailim as para b'mishicha or Bailim b'amira, the way that a shoyl borrows a para is that he makes a kinyan she'ela, and the way he makes a kinyan is by being moshich the para. However, in order to hire the Bailim, then you have to have a conversation and you just have to agree that the Bailim will work for him or do some task for him. These are separate times, and the Gemara will now bring two answers and two ways that it's possible to have imam amish, and both the para and the mashal were lent at the same time and it was done simultaneously. And by the same way, either you could say we're talking about a case where the par was actually in the chutz of the shayl, and therefore when Reuven and Shimon agreed to the terms, Shimon agreed that he would lend his par to Reuven, and he also agreed that he would work for Reuven immediately based on the mirror of Shimon. So Shimon obligated himself to work for Reuven, and he also lent the par to Reuven, and Reuven was koina at that exact moment based on a kinyan chatzar. And the Gemara continues, Ibayisema, I could give you another scenario, the Amalei, where Reuven said to Shimon, that I only want to borrow you only at the point that I already did a Mashiach on the para, and at that moment I do Mashiach, I will be queen of the para for She'ila, and you also agree that from that moment you agreed to work for me, and therefore it was at the exact moment and it was simultaneously. The Gemara continues, Tanan Hasam, that we learned in the Mishnah over there, and the Ritva points out, Pirish Le'el, that we're talking about a Mishnah that was in the prior parak on Daf Tzadik Gimel. Even so, it's Shaykh to say the Lashon Tanan Hasam, even though it's only going back to a prior parak and not to a prior mesechta or to another mesechta. And l'chir, it's meduyik from the lashon of Tanan Hasam that the two mishnayos that we had in the previous parak actually belong in that parak, and they are not the beginning of this parak which talks about the dal shemim, as l'maisa the gemara over here says Tanan Hasam referring to the prior parak. And Taisus at the top of the Amud is bothered that l'chir, since we're going to be talking about the mishnah from that tzadik gimel min aleph, so l'chir, why don't we discuss this on that tzadik gimel min aleph? And Taisus states mishum the aisiv masist and krad min bal of imay. Since in our Mishnah we finally brought a pasuk that's in the Torah of Imbal of Imai, not the Lameima Menahani Mili Hadacha, therefore the Gemara waited to discuss the Makarius of that Bar Shaimim until this point. And the Gemara begins, San Hassan, we learned in the Mishnah on the Tzadik Gimel Min Aleph, a Bar Shaimim, there are four categories of Shaimim, Shaimim Chinam, Vashayel, Nesesacha, Vasecha, a Shaimim that watches something for free and is not paid, someone that borrows an item, as well as a Shaimim Sacha, who is paid in order to watch an item, and a Secha, who is someone that rents an item. The Mishnah continues, Shayim Mechinim Nishba Al-Kol, that a Shayim Mechinim would swear for anything that occurs. And Rashi and Daf Tzadik Gimel Min Aleph points out that certainly a Shayim Mechinim doesn't always swear, as certainly if he's Peshayad in his Chayiv, and therefore Rashi states, Al-Kol Me'uris HaKsuvis B'Shash Shayimim L'Chiyav, on all the Me'uris that stated in the Gate of other Shayimim, for example, like Neva Veda and Oinsin, where they are Chayiv, who Nishba, Shekach Osla Yupata, so that he would make a Shvua that has actually occurred, and then he'll be Pata and he'll make a Shvua to Shayimim. And even though in the Torah speaks about a Shem Esacha, after it speaks about a Shem Echinam, however, our Mishnah discusses the bookends of the Dinim and speaks about the other side of the coin, and it speaks about a Shoel next, and it states, Vashoel Mishalim Esakol, that a Shoel always is Chayiv to pay. And once again, even though a Shoel is Potter by Mesim Achaz Melacha, as well as in the case that we just learned of Baal of Imai, however, Rashi and Daf Tzadik Gimel states, Alakol Gnev Vaveda Vainzin, referring to Gnev Vaveda and Oinzin. And Rashi Mesechta Shavuos explains a bit deeper, and he says, Kol Hanach the Mistu Masisin, then when it says Mishalim Hakol, it's only referring to those things that we stated in the Mishnah, Shava Shvuyu Mesa, V'gnei V'aveda, Ava Mesa Machs Melacha Pata, the Lav L'Ukman B'chilta Shaila. And certainly when someone is borrowing something, they're not borrowing it in order to keep it in the barn and not to use it, and therefore if it's Mesa Machs Melacha, the Shaila would be Pata. And finally the Mishnah states, Mesa Sacha V'asecha, Nishbon Ala Shvura, V'ala Shvuyu, V'ala Mesa, U'mishalim Saveda V'asegneva, that since a Shoy Mesacha and a Secha are Pata and Oinsin, therefore if an Oinis occurs, they would make a Shvuas Hashemim. However, they are Chayiv for Gnei V'Aveda, and certainly they are Chayiv if they would be Pesheya. Keep in mind that there is a Machlekes if a Seicha has a din like a Shem Esacha or like a Shem Echinam, and the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel is going like the Manda Oma, that is either Rab Meir or Rab Yehuda, that holds that a Seicha is Kashem Esacha. Before beginning with the Gemara, let us read the Psukim that are relevant to a Shem Echinam, Shem Esacha, and Shoyel, and these are all found in Pash Mishpatim. And even though the Torah doesn't say that the first three Psukim are speaking about a Shem Echinam, our Gemara will explain that first three psukim are speaking about a Shem Echinam, and the psukim state, Ki yitin shereyehu, kesef ha-kelim lishma, v'gudim v'beis ish, im yimatzei agalim yishalim shnayim, im lo yimatzei agalim v'nikra bala bayis alhim, im lo yishalach yadim lech shereyehu, ha-kol dva pesha, ha-shoh ha-chama, ha-seh ha-salma, ha-kol ha-vedi shereyim, ki yuzeh, ad alihim yavid v'ashneim, ha-she yishin alihim yishalim shnayim lereyehu. Once again, the next three psukim doesn't state specifically that's talking about a Shem Esacha, but our Gemara will explain that's referring to a Shem Esacha, and the psukim state, Ki yitin shereyehu, chamori shorei seh, v'chol behem lishma, u-meis o-nishba o-nishba in Roya, Shavuos Hashem, Tia Ben Shneim, L'Shalach L'Yadu, M'lech Su'eo, V'lachat Ba'alav, L'Yishalim, Yishalim, M'gonav Yigonav Me'ima, Yishalim L'Ba'alav, and finally, M'tarif Yitarif, Yivyo Eid, HaTrefo L'Yishalim, and the next two psukim specifically speak about a shayel, as the psukim state, V'chiyisha Ilshmeim Re'eo, V'nishba Imeis, Ba'alav Ima Yishalim Yishalim, Ba'alav Ima Lo Yishalim, and then the Torah states, M'sachahu Ba'bischarai, and doesn't tell us what the dinim are, B'negeya Seicha, and as we mentioned, this machlek is between Rami and Rabbi Yehuda, one holds it's like a shayim chinam, and one holds like a shayim mesacha, as we discussed on that tzadik gimel min aleph. And our Gemara begins, Minadi Mili, that one of them occurs for these dinim, the Tanur Rabbanon, as we learned in the Braisa, Pashri Shayna, the first Pasha in Pashri Mishpatim that deals with shayimim, number b'shayim chinam, is speaking about and dealing with the shayim chinam that is guarding something without getting paid, Shniya b'shayim mesacha, the next Pasha is talking about a shayim mesacha, and Shlisha is b'shayil, and the third Pasha is discussing the case of a shayil, and the Gemara explains, Bishlema Shlishis B'Shoyal Mefurish, that certainly the third Pasha is talking about a Shoyal, as that's explicit, as the Pasuk states, V'chi Yishal Ishmael Imreo, V'nishbo Yimeis, Ba'ala V'inimo Yishalim Yishalim, Ela Yishayim B'Shoyim Mechinam, Shni B'Shoyim Mesacha, Ipechana, that who said the first Pasha is talking about a Shoyim Mechinam, and the next Pasha is talking about a Shoyim Mesacha, maybe it's exactly the opposite, and the Gemara explains, Mistavra Shni B'Shoyim Mesacha, Shekin Chaya B'Gnei V'Aveda, that's more Mistavra that the second Pasha is dealing with the Shoyim Mesacha, because since he's paid, therefore he has more responsibilities, and he is responsible to pay, even if the item is lost or stolen, while Shem Echinim would be potter, and is only Chayiv B'Pshia. And the Gemara is, Adarabba, maybe let's say a Svar of Punfakert, that Rishayin B'Shem Mesacha, that the first Pasha is actually more Chomer, and maybe it's talking about a Shem Mesacha, Shekei Mishalim Teshlum Mekefo, B'Tayin Tainis Ganav, as in a case where the Shem says that the Bekadim was stolen, and he is potter, but he has to make a Shavuos Hashemim, and then he swears falsely, and we find out that the item was actually not stolen, and he was the one that actually stole the item, then he's chayiv to pay kefil. And since paying kefil is a chumrah, so let's say that the first pasha is discussing the case of shem mesacha, and the second pasha is discussing the case of shem mechinam. And the Gemara responds, afilu hachi kana b'lo shvua adifa mekfilu b'shvua. That since in the second pasha the shem is chayiv for gnei v'aveda, certainly it's a greater chumrah for a shem to be chayiv at all times for the principal, even though he won't be chayiv for kefil, rather than being chayiv only in the case of kefil. But in most cases, as long as there's an actual gnei v'aveda, he will be completely patur as long as he makes a Shavuos Hashemim, and therefore the first Pasha must be talking about a Shem Echinam, and the second Pasha is discussing the case of Shem Esachar. And the Gemara explains, Teidal, I'm bringing it right, I'm correct, the Hashoel, Kol HaNashloi, we know that Hashoel has all the Hanois, Be'inim Shalom El Karen, and even so, he only pays Karen, and therefore we see that even though Hashoel should have the greatest Chumrah, he only pays principal, and therefore we see the cloud that Kana B'lei Shvua, Adifa Mekvei L'Lu Shvua. The Gemara just stated that Hashoel is Kol HaNashloi, that all the benefits are near to Hashoel, and the Gemara is, Hashoel, Kol HaNashloi, is it true that Hashoel has all the Hanois, V'boi Mizoini, but the Maisa Hashoel has to provide and supply Mizoinis to the animal that he borrowed, and therefore, how can we say that's Kol HaNashloi? And the Gemara explains, the Kayim Ba'agam, as we know that if someone borrows an animal, and the animal is in a swamp, then certainly he doesn't have to provide it food, as the food is already there, and it's not costing him anything, and therefore, in that case, the Hashoel is Kol HaNashloi, and we still say that he's going to pay Karen without a Shvua, and I didn't taste the Dibel Maskel, the Kayim Ba'agam, that certainly the Gemara doesn't think that in a case where Shoyal actually has to feed the animal and therefore it's not Kol HaNashloi, that will be Potah, and certainly you're always going to be Chayi Ba'intzin as long as you're Shoyal. That even in a case where the Shoyal has all that noise, could go into Kayim Ba'agam, Einu Mishalim Ela Karen, and even so he only pays Karen as we explained. And the Gemara continues that even though you try to find me a case where Shoyal has Kol HaNashloi, but that the Shoyal has to watch this animal, and therefore he does have certain responsibilities, and it's not Kol HaNashloi, and the Gemara answers, Benatim Masa, that certainly the dinam of Shoyal even applies to a case where someone borrows an animal, and the town has a guard, and he doesn't have to pay for guarding the animal. Certainly in that case, if it's Kayim Ba'agam, and it's a Natim Masa, then certainly it is Kol HaNashloi, and even so, the Shoyal would have to pay Karen, and therefore we see that Kana B'lei Shvua Adifa Mikveh L'Bishvua. And the Gemara continues, V'yibayis Ema, or I could tell you, Leitema Kol HaNashloi, that in a chinami doesn't mean that a shoyal has all that noise, Ela Ema Reiv HaNashloi, and let us say that it means that he has most of that noise, as L'maisa he has a lot more hana than a Shem HaSachar does, or a Shem HaChinam, and as Rashi states, that he doesn't have to pay in order to use this animal, as he borrowed it without paying any money. V'yibayis Ema, and the Gemara brings a third teretz, B'she'ilas Kelim, that when we said that Kol HaNashloi, we're talking about a case where someone borrowed Kelim, and certainly he doesn't have to feed the Kelim, and certainly there's no need to actually guard the kli, as once you place place it in your home, then it's already guarded, and you don't have to add any specific shmira. Before we continue, let's see Rashi. Diba maschal da shol kol nashloi. The mechinim who oisim malachtoi, they didn't have to pay for this animal, and he still gets his malacha to be done. Uboy hoy lo lach bi yosa, and therefore we should be machmir much more on a shoyl. V'chayva tainis ganav karen b'lo shvua. And if this item is stolen, the Torah is mechayv him to pay karen without a shvua. V'lo potter b'shvua kedei leviul de kefil. And therefore we see that karen is more chamor than kefil b'shvua. And the Gemara continues, Neisa Sacha Vaseicha Nishborna al Shvura Vala Shvuya Vala Mesa, that Neisa Sacha or Seicha would be part of for Shvura and Shvuya Mesa because it's an Oinis, and he would only have to make a Shvura, Umishamas Aveda Vesegneva, however he's Chayef for Gneva Aveda. And the Gemara now goes through the Makarius for Neisa Sacha and a Seicha, as Bishleim Gneva, Bishleim Medege Gneva, the Chsiv, it says, Imganav Yaganami Mai, Yishalim Bilabailov, and the Torah specifically says that he has to pay if the item is stolen. And the Gemara is, Alaveda Minolon, how do we know that the Shem Sacha has to pay if the item is lost? The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, in Ganav Yaganav, Ainli El Gneva, we only know that there's a din that he has to pay when the item is stolen. Aveda Minayin, Tamalayma, in Ganav Yaganav, Mikal Mokim, the Torah uses a double Lashon, in Ganav Yaganav, to teach us as long as it's not in your possessions any longer, and there wasn't an oinus, then you're going to be Chayiv. And the Gemara is, Hanichal Manda Amma, Le Amin, and Dibber Torah, Kalash B'nei Adam. This works out very well, according to Manda Amma, that the Torah doesn't speak Kalash B'nei Adam, and therefore, since the Torah uses a double Lashon, so we're able to use the second lashon in order to learn a drasha, and we learn that from the words imganav yaganav to teach us the din of aveda. Alamand amar mina dibur Torah klash bnei adam, but according to the man amar that says that the Torah does speak klash bnei adam, ma'ikal meima the lachir by the fact that the Torah states imganav yaganav is not an extra word, and how can you learn the din of aveda? And the Gemara answers ami b'marava, and Eretz Yisrael they explain kavuchayma that we actually learn it from kavuchayma umagneva shakrevel inis mishalim, that just like the Torah tells us that a shem esacha has to pay if the item is stolen, even though it's karv loinis, aveda shekrevel upshia like koshkein, then certainly in the case where the shema loses the item, where it's karv upshia, then certainly the shema has to pay. And the Gemara continues that now that we have a karv loinis, then l'chir is shver, according to the man da'amah, that lo yamina dibur Torah klesh b'nai adam, then why does the Torah state a double lashon on yuganim yuganiv? And the Gemara states, mil sedas b'karv loinis, tarach b'kosel akra, that in a chinami, we could learn this din from a karv loinis, from the din of ganav, but ultimately the Torah still states in yuganim yuganiv, in order to teach us from the double lashon that a shema is not only chayef for Geneva, but he's also chayef for Aveda. And it's interesting, in most Gemaras, the Gemara talks about Geneva Aveda. However, in the Mishnah that we had in Daf Tzadik Gimel, the Mishnah stated that Neis Yisachar V'Aseicha would be Mishalmas Aveda V'Sagneva, and it speaks about Aveda prior to Geneva. And it could be that the reason why in the Mishnah we speak about Aveda before Geneva, even though the din of Geneva is Mefurish in the Torah, is because we have a klal, Milsa da Asim Midrasha Chavivan Lei. And the Ritvar explains, Pirish, the Geneva Kreva La'inis Mishun he al idei achirim masha inkim ba'aveda to have memela while aveda happens memela, and therefore it's considered more of a pshia. And Rabbeinu Chananel explains the difference between gneva aveda, and he states pirish that benegeya gneva she yitachin shenensu shino chiyetzba, that it's possible that the shema fell asleep or other occurrences happened, and therefore it's karav loinis. However, avla aveda benegeya aveda im he davish yesh b'yurachayim v'yatzah b'halach v'avdalai or oichlam chiyetzben v'naflam teichekad v'abdu oishenich b'makim she'ene b'shmira v'abdu. In all those cases, there was some human element involved, and therefore it's considered karav lupshia. And the Gemara continues, Vashoil Mishalmas Hakol, that the Mishnah stated that someone that borrows an item is chayef for everything, and we explained it means that he's chayef for all the things that we already mentioned, Gneva Aveda, as well as Shvura, Shvuya Mesa. And the Gemara explains, Bishleim Shvura Mesa, that certainly we know that if an animal breaks a leg or gets damaged or he dies, that a shoil is chayef, dechsiv, as the Pasuk explicitly states, how do we know that a shoyl be chayiv if his animal is captured? Maybe that's a greater oinus, and maybe he'd be potter. As the Gemara states, and Lipsy's are going to say that let's learn it from Shvura Mesa, but Shvura Mesa is not such a great oinus. People know and they understand that it's very likely that every animal at some point will get damaged or will die. However, time b'shvuya shekain into the solika daitu. However, the case of Shvuya is an oinus that a shoyma or a shoyl would not think about, and maybe a shoyl would not be chayiv, and therefore, just by the fact that the Torah tells us that a shoyl is chayiv for Shvuya Mesa, doesn't mean that he's going to be chayiv by Shvuya as well. And as Rashi explains, and it was understood that he borrowed it on this condition, however, the fact that he did not make a tnai is not a riot, he accepted responsibility for Shvuya, as it's possible possible that the reason why he didn't make a tnai is because he never thought that it would actually be shvuya. And Gemara therefore says, Elo nemer shvuya mesa b'shoyel. It says the lashon shvuya mesa b'negei shoyel v'nemer shvuya mesa b'shem esacha, and also talks about shvuya mesa by shem esacha and malalon shvuya imay, just like by shem esacha, he is potter not only by shvuya mesa but also by shvuya afkan shvuya imay. So also b'negei shoyel, even though the Torah only speaks about shvuya mesa, a shoyel is also chayev by shvuya. But the Gemara asks a similar question that it really asked beforehand, as iklamifrach malashem esacha shekin liftor time b'shoyel shekin lichiyov. That certainly you can't compare the din of shoyel to the din of shem esacha. As b'negei shem esacha, the pasuk is bringing down all of the items that he's potter, and it's telling us that not only is potter by shvuya mesa, but certainly he's potter by shvuya, as that's a greater oinus. However, b'negei shoyel, maybe the Torah is telling us that he's chayev by shvuya mesa, but shvuya, which is a greater oinus, and it's something that's loyasik adaite, maybe he would actually be potter, and therefore you can't bring a raya from a mamitzinu from a shoyel mesacha. And the Gemara continues, Elder Krab Nosson, that the way that we know that a shoyel is chayev by shvuya is from the memory of Rab Nosson, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rab Nosson Oimer, Rab Nosson state, Oil Rabbi Shvuya, that since the Pasuk states, V'chiyishal Ishmael Imre'eu, V'nishba Oimes, and it could have said, V'nishba Oimes, therefore the word Oi is extra, and we learn out that it's coming to be Marba Shvuya, and someone that borrows an animal is Chayiv, even if the animal is Shvuya, and even though it's an insult, Loi Solaka Daitai. And the Gemara asks, Hai Oi mi Boi Leil Chalik, that how could Rab Nosson learn from the word Oi that's coming to include Shvuya, but we need it in order to say that there's actually two separate dinim, and the Shoyel is Chayiv, either for Nishba or for Misa, and as the Gemara explains, the Sakad Ed Chemina, as one may have thought to say, Ad Mitru Mesa Le Mechayiv Kamash Blon, that the only time that a Shoyel is Chayiv is only if the animal gets damaged, and because it was damaged, it also dies. However, if an animal just gets damaged, or if the animal dies from natural causes, maybe the Shoyel would not be Chayiv Kamash Blon, and that's why the Torah had to tell us Nishba Oimes, in order to tell us that a Shoyel is Chayiv by either Nishba or by Misa, and Lechur, you don't have the word Oi, L'Rabbi Shvuya, and the Gemara explains, Hanichel Rabbi Yenison, El Rabbi Yeshua, Michael Lomema, that this limud of Rab Nosson still works out according to Rabbi Yenison. However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we will still have this question, and the Gemara explains, what is the machlekes between Rabbi Yenison and Rabbi Yeshua? The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that since the Pasuk states, Isha Yishikalos Aviv Esimai, that a person that curses his father and his mother, Einli Al Aviv Imai, one may have thought that the only time that Yechayiv Misa is only if you curse both your father and your mother, Aviv Bloy Imai, Imai Bloy Aviv Benayin, how do you know if you curse either your father or your mother, they're still going to be Chayiv Misa? Therefore, the end of the Pasuk states, and since at the beginning of the Pasuk placed the word Yikal next to his father, and at the end of the Pasuk places the word Kilel next to Imai, therefore we see that it doesn't make a difference who you curse, and as long as you curse either your father or your mother, you'd be Chayiv Misa. However, Rabbi Yenison states, that even without the Pasuk teaching us of Imai Kilel, we know from the beginning of the Pasuk that states, Isha She Yikalos of the Es Imai, that if a person curses his father or his mother, that is Chayiv Misa, because whenever the Torah states the Lashon Es Aviv and it adds in a Vav, the Es Imai, it is teaching us that we could explain that even if you curse either one, that you're going to be Chayiv, and it's as if the Pasuk states, Isha Yishir Kalas Aviv or Es Imai. We continue on Dav Tzadik Heim Adav, Ad Shiyifel Lecha Kosev Yachtov, until the Torah actually specifies Yachtov, and then there's a requirement that they both should be together, and it doesn't mean or, and as Rashi brings from Chayiv Shav HaChamor, that the Pasuk states Yachtov, and as Rashi says, Shemin and Dilek Kosvei have a Mashmish Lo Yachvish Lo Bishar Velo Bechamor, and Rashi continues that according to Rabbi Yenison, that doesn't need the extra words of Avi Mekilel in order to teach us that Yechayiv Misa, if you curse your father or you curse your mother, Darish Lebe Sanhedrin, he actually dashed in Sanhedrin, Lahavi Zemekal Lachemisa, that it's coming to include that even if someone curses their father or mother, after that parent died, they would still be Chayiv Misa. And therefore, the Gemara's question is that Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yenison, since the Pasuk could have stated V'nishba or Meis, and we would have known that it's either Nishba or Meis, therefore the word Oy is extra, and therefore Rab Nosson learns Oy l'Rabbi Shvuya. However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you always have to say the word Oy in order to be Mechalik, so how do we know that a Shoyel is Chayiv in the case of a Shvuya, and maybe a Shoyel is only Chayiv by Nishba or Meis? And the Gemara answers, Afilo Tim Rabbi Yeshua, we could even say that this is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, and L'Chalik Hocha Leitzarech, as B'negei the Din of Shoyel, we don't need the extra Oy in order to be Mechalik, in order to tell us that a Shoyel is Chayiv either for Nishba or for Meis. My time Svarihi, as it's a Svara, Mali Kalakula, Mali Kalapalga, then what would be the Svara to say that the Torah is Mechayiv a Shoyel if the animal dies but is not Mechayiv him if it only gets damaged? Therefore, certainly, even if the Torah would not say the word Oy, we would certainly understand that the Torah is Mechayiv a Shoyel either by Nishba or by Misa, and therefore the word Oy is extra, and even Rabbi Yishai agrees that in the case of Shoyal, that Rabbi Nosson has a Val Libud, is able to learn from the word Oy, the Rabbi Shvuya. In Ayin and Ba'am Tesis on Daf Tzadik Da'alam Beis, where Tesis bothered the Hakar Rabbi Ishiya state that if the Torah would state, Isha Shiyakals of Vesimai, we would think that the stomach is that a person is only Chayiv for cursing both his parents, but if he only cursed one of them, he would not be Chayiv. But if so, why would the Torah have to say the word Yachtov, Benegeya Shatnes, and why would the Torah have to add in the word Yachtov in the Pasuk of Loy Sachrish Beshav Chamar Yachtov? In Ayin and Tesis, that he brings different limudim that we learn from the word Yachtov, and Tesis therefore is that L'chayr Rabbi Enosin stated on Daf Tzadik Heim and Aleph, Ach Yifr L'cha Kosev Yachtov, and L'chayr Filu Rabbi Enosin, since we need the word Yachtov, so how would we learn the limudim Benegeya Shatnes and Benegeya Loy Sachrish? And Tesis says, Elam Yisvar Kaba Davi Mashmahachi, that really Rabbi Enosin knows that when the Pasuk doesn't say the word Yachtov, that it still means either or based on a Svara and not by the fact that the Torah at some time says the word Yachtov, Ayin Shom. And let's point out that Lemaisa, the Torah states Shvur Mesa, and the Shita brings from the Rush that the reason why the Torah said both Shvur and Mesa, the Itzrich Lemichtav Tabayu, the Mechavin and Beshvur, the Pisha Hefsa Ragalavai, the Yachalishma Shaloi Lavai, Al Mesa Shain Yachalishma. A Maloy, maybe a Shoyal would not be Chayiv. And Rush continues, V'im Mechayvinim B'Mesa, if the Torah would be Mechayiv, a Shoyal by Mesa, Mepre Shef Seed L'Gamri, because L'Maisa, he was Mafsid L'Gamri, Al Shvur Shloyev Seed L'Gamri, A Maloy, we might think that he was not Chayiv in Shvur, and Kamash 1, that a Shoyal is Chayiv, both by Shvur and by Mesa, and we will stop over here.